All right, let's go back to the top of this last list. KA8HYE Edgar. Go ahead, please. And KF8DDC Dave, you're on deck.
Oh, it says KA8HYE, and that good to hear everybody on. I was back in the 80s. I just started working for Motorola, and they had a new piece of equipment they wanted to install up here at Traverse City, so they had to have me come down for a training class on it. And on the way back, got on the plane at O'Hare, and just pulled away from the ramp, and then they shut everything down, turned the motors off. And we sat there for a half hour, and it was in the summertime and no air conditioning, and I might take a break. And it wasn't until I got home that on the news they talked about the fact that the president was on the ground and had had an air, barber come in and had his hair cut in Air Force One. So, of course, that shut down O'Hare for the time that he was there. So, anyway, it was a longer trip than we planned. This is KA8HYE.
Thank you for that story, Edgar. I do remember that in the news and how a haircut on Air Force One tied up a lot of traffic. That's something you can tell your grandkids about if you were stuck in. All right, the next up is KF8DDC, Dave, and on deck is K98JJ, Joshua. Go ahead, Dave.
Well, roger that. Good evening to everyone on the net. I didn't know you guys had a net on Monday, so I was pretty sure you had one on Wednesday. It was at 8:30, but I did not know of this one. So I was playing with the radio and heard you guys on, and thought I'd jump in here. I'm originally from Flushing, and we're up here for a week or so, just dilly-dallying around and kind of relaxing a little bit. So that's what we're doing in Petoskey. I think the question was, have you had to have a layover in a when you're in a, on a trip or something like that? Yes, I did. Coming from New Jersey, I think it was, yeah, New Jersey. I think we're supposed to go to Detroit, and something happened. Either the plane was late, or I can't remember what exactly happened, but I got to spend the night in Akron, Ohio. Of all places, Akron, Ohio. So, and they put us up. The night was free, and missed a day of work. I was there for work in for Warner Lambert in New Jersey. So the next day, I was I had the day off, getting plane arrangements. So that's what it is. It is what it is, I guess. So that's my little story. So back to you, Net Control. Kilo Fox Trot 8, Delta Delta Charlie, Dave and Petoskey. Back to you.
Thank you, Dave. My dad used to travel to Akron on one of the long, now discontinued regional carriers. So that's fun for me to hear about somebody who actually flew and got stuck in Akron. Thank you for the story. All right, next up is Joshua, K9HJJ, and on deck is Rich, KF8CQV. Go ahead, Joshua.
Hello, this is Joshua, K9HJJ. I'm visiting up here in Leland, Michigan. Just by the water here. It was me earlier who was trying to come in and only getting a carrier. Apparently my radio wasn't putting out any audio, so I hopped on Echolink here just to go ahead and check in. As far as getting stuck, I got stuck in Houston. Had to stay over in Houston one time and planes got canceled when I also when I was trying to get out of Houston during that hurricane that went through in like 2016 or something like that. Ended up having to hop all around Atlanta and a bunch of different places. But thanks for doing the net. Just wanted to check in. Hope everybody's doing well. Back to net control, 73, K9HJJ.